This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Good afternoon and welcome to Harmony Waikato. My name's Derek and I'm joined here with Peter. Peter, how are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you, Derek. Thanks for asking.
Oh, that's okay. I felt that I should. It helps with the conviviality of the of the moment. Now, this week, just before we get into our theme, we have lost two amazing people this week. One is Dolly Parton.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other is Tim Curry.
Ah, absolutely, yeah. Right.
Both of whom have appeared on The Muppets. But have had an incredible career. And Dolly Parton, what an amazing
spirit. Oh, an absolutely astounding woman.
Yep. Yep. Same with Tim Curry, actually. He had a stroke a number of years ago and still maintained his positivity and still talked to fans and things.
Just my favourite quote from Dolly Parton, costs a lot of money to look this cheap.
Yep. She was very cheeky.
She was. She had a great sense of humour.
Great sense of humour.
She was a very smart woman.
She was. Mm. And that was one thing that she noted, is that she gets underestimated because of how she looks.
Absolutely.
And what did she say? She's, she looks like a woman and thinks like a man. And I think, awesome.
Yep, she was cool.
Yeah, so the world's going to miss both of them.
Absolutely.
And their talents will live on.
Hmm, they will.
Yeah.
Right.
So today's show.
Today's theme is feline.
Yay!
Yeah.
We like cats.
We do.
Cats
we do like
cool.
cats. Yep. And so today's theme is cats. Now, first track is Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. What can you tell me about that, Derek?
Everybody Wants to Be a Cat, which was written for the Disney movie The Aristocats.
Ah, yep. Right. And this is multi-tracked by Sam Robson.
Cool. Here we go.
Hey, Felix!
Wow, that's an interesting track there, Peter.
Yeah, that was the Twisted Tales of Felix the Cat by Triforce Films, and that is exactly the track I didn't want you to play, Derek.
Oh.
There's Only a Zero Wrong. That was track 10. Let's have a listen to track 1. This is Sam Robson. Everybody Wants to Be a Cat.
Everybody wants to be a cat, because a cat's the only cat who knows where is that. Tell me, everybody's picking up on that feline beat, 'cause everything else is obsolete. A square with a hole makes you wish you weren't born every time he plays. But with a square in the act, you can set music back to the caveman days. Oh, I heard some corny birds who try to sing, but still a cat's the only cat who knows how to swing. Who wants to dig a long head gig or stuff like that, when everybody wants to be a cat? The square with a hole makes you wish you weren't born every time you play. With a square in the eye, you can set music back to the caveman days. Yes, everybody wants to be a cat, because a cat's the only cat
Who knows where he's at? While playing jazz, he always has a welcome mat. 'Cause everybody digs a swinging cat. Ha! Another key, modulate and wait for me. I'll take a few word loops and pretty soon the other cats will all commence congregating on the fence.
Everybody wants to be a cat.
That's about 1 million Sam Robsons all singing at the same time. Amazing multi-tracking.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that guy really knows what he's doing.
He does. Now, but do we really want to be a cat?
Well, I don't know. If one good thing about a cat is it can see in the dark.
It can see in the dark, and it doesn't have to eat carrots to do so.
That's right.
Yeah. So cats have the superpower of seeing in the dark. They also have the power of convincing you that they like you.
That's true.
They'll come up and you think, oh, he likes me, as he's rubbing against your leg.
Yeah.
Then he's doing the same thing to the coffee table a couple of minutes later and you think, you slut. Anyway.
Quite right. No, the cats are their own animal. Nobody owns a cat.
No. Cats own you.
Yeah, and a few of these songs sort of reflect the independence of cats. This next one by Smooth McGroove. Smooth McGroove, so he normally did themes to game things, you know, a cappella.
Yeah.
But he's doing a song here. He's a very rough-looking guy, beard and...
He is.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, he doesn't seem like a normal a cappellaist.
He does not.
No.
No, because we're normally nice and
nice and
well
clean
groomed.
Shaven. And yep.
Yes, we are.
Some of us have like a moustache that looks like the front of a train.
Yes.
You know,
but that's
one
about
of the old,
as hairy as we get.
That's true. One of the cowcatcher moustaches.
Smooth McGroove. And he's going to sing to us, "My Cat Knows What You Do in the Dark."
Oh, this one's going out for all those paranoid people.
What you're doing in the dark, tiny eyes watching every part, every time that they scan your face, he's listening to your beating heart. He's a mean feline and he's ready for a night of creepy spying, and he's steady on all four of his feet and his paws with his little kitty jaws. Better hope he doesn't want to bite. My cat knows what you do in the dark, because he's got night vision on a midnight mission, and he's made his decision to stalk you. Because he's got night vision on a midnight mission, and he's made his decision to stalk you. Like to purr when you pet. When they get sick, you need to take them to the vet. I buy the freshest cuts of meat and then I feed him some fish, because he won't eat anything besides his favorite dish. I bought him the best litter box that I could purchase, but he would never use it cause he's nervous. So I let him outside every night. That's what brings out the predator inside. My cat knows what you do in the dark, because he's got night vision on a midnight mission, and he's made his decision to stalk you. Because he's got night vision on a midnight mission, and he's made his decision to stalk you. My cat knows what you do in the dark. My cat knows what you do in the dark. Because he's got night vision on a midnight mission, and he's made his decision to stalk you. Because he's got night vision on a midnight mission, and he's made his decision to stalk you.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Good old Smooth.
Yeah. Smoothie, yeah. As his mates used to call him.
That's right. Yeah. So continuing on our theme of cats, you'll know this next song, The Cat Came Back. The cat,
yes,
came back the very next day, the old cat.
Yeah.
Well, okay, there's a bunch of guys who do it better than us. And
good.
They're called Those Guys. So here's Those, okay, Guys singing The Cat Came Back.
Cool.
Old Mr. Johnson had troubles of his own. He had a yellow cat that wouldn't leave his home. He tried to give the cat away. He gave it to a man going far, far away. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. He thought he wasn't gone, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away.
Gave it to a man going up in a balloon. He told him for to take it to the man in the moon. The balloon came down about 90 miles away. Where the man is now, well, I dare not say. But the cat came back The very next day, the cat came back. We thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away.
So we gave it to a man going way out west. He told him for to take it to the one he loved the best. First a train hit the track, then it jumped the rail. Not a soul was left behind to tell the gruesome tale. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. We thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away.
I took a trip on a bus that I didn't know. Met a girl selling drinks at the disco. Said truth come back when you let it go.
Seems complicated cause it's really so simple. Walking down your street on a Friday, I can't follow them, gotta do it my way. No fast lane, still on the highway. Moving in and out, no doubt there's a brighter day.
No time to get down cause I'm moving up. No time to get down cause I'm moving up. No time to get down cause I'm moving up. Check out the crabs in the bucket. Was a possessor of a family of his own, with seven little kittens till there came a cyclone. It tore the houses all apart and tossed the cat around. The air was filled with kittens, but not one was ever found. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. He thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away. No time to get down cause I'm moving up. No time to get down cause I'm moving up. No time to get down cause I'm moving up.
Check out the crabs in the bucket.
Awesome. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I quite like that one. It was, nice jazzy, swingy stuff.
You know what I really like, though, is live performances.
Yeah.
And I just wish that there was a live performance coming up soon that I could go along to.
Oh, Derek, I think there might be one.
Really?
If I'm right, I think there's a show on next Sunday at 2 p.m.
I believe that you may be completely accurate. 2 p.m. at the university.
That's right. Look, it's a dilemma because obviously people are going to be torn between listening to this show and going to that show.
I fully understand, but that's why you can go to freefm.org.nz and listen to our show online.
Derek, that is a wonderful idea.
Great idea. You get the best of both worlds.
Absolutely.
So at the university, and it's... It's basically every awesome barbershop group that there ever has been in the Waikato all coming together. Well, this is over the last sort of 3 or 4 months, all coming together and celebrating what it is to be together and sing.
That sounds great. Wonderful. And to be able to do that and listen to this show.
Oh,
my happy place, mate.
Yep, the best of both worlds.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
No, that's awesome. So, 2 o'clock next Sunday at the university. You can get tickets beforehand.
Great.
Yep, I believe Ticketek. Through Ticketek, but also at the door.
Great.
There's often tickets at the door.
Fabulous.
If it hasn't sold out before.
Of course.
Cool.
Oh, man, that's so exciting. What were we doing?
Well... We were running a radio show, Peter.
Oh, that's right, we were. And the theme was cats.
It was.
Right. This next one, it's sort of a little bit poetic and jazzy. It's a group called Dal Satang, and it's called Pretty Cat.
Cool. Let's have a listen.
Cat, cat, cat.
Sort of pretty.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've been doing regular size cats.
We have.
But, you know, cats come in assorted sizes, don't they?
They do. And some cats live in a jungle. And do you know that when you're walking through a jungle and you see a sleeping cat, particularly a lion, if a lion is sleeping, the temptation to burst into song is just a whim away, a whim away, a whim away, a whim away. Anyway.
yeah, that's right. it's quite dangerous, that, isn't it?
It you is. Know? Yeah. Which is a lovely segue to our next song, Victor.
Yeah, let's have a listen to some people who were walking through the forest and did that just that. So this is Voice Play, and they got it as a, along as a guest, a guy called Jano.
Cool. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh,
Awesome.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, but so those guys are going to get eaten.
You're supposed to sort of stay quiet and not wake the tiger, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Sing a lullaby or something like that.
Yeah. Well, Derek, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but we're out of time, mate.
We are. Oh. Well, it's been really cool this week.
It has been very cool.
We've learned all about cats, what to do and what not to do.
Indeed.
Yep. Try not to get eaten.
That's right. So we'll leave you with Jared Halley singing The Eye of the Tiger. Catch you in a couple of weeks.
Yay. Just makes you want to go running, this one, doesn't it? Up and down the steps outside Philadelphia's museum. Interesting thing. Did you know that Sylvester Stallone gifted a full-size thing of Rocky made out of sort of plaster of Paris and things like that?
Yeah.
And had it put at the top of the steps in Philadelphia, at the Museum of Philadelphia. And they didn't want it. Someone pushed it over, smashed it into little pieces, and then the museum sold the little pieces to raise money for the museum. Very cool. It's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rival. And the last known survivor strikes his prey in the night, and he's watching us all with the eye of the tiger.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.